Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to do astrology chart finished with Prince Charles, now King Charles of Great Britain. I started off by saying, that Prince Charles talking about his chart, because he became King of England, and he was born November 14th, 1948. And I said that I started off by saying Pluto in the first house. Because ascendant, the first house, is very important in astrology. It shows the person's personality. You know, because in my chart, I have Capricorn 0 degrees. You know, I had Capricorn rising, which I have, tends to go through a lot of struggle, and I did. And Saturn is my chart ruler, and I went through a lot. So I wanted to let you know that you can find out more if you contact me at DaphneSlow22 about astrology. But anyway, Prince Charles, I said that he had Pluto in the first house. That is very significant on the chart because Pluto rules, you know, really deep. It could be dark secrets, you know, about related to a person. They have some deep, dark issues. And from what I know, Charles did go to psychotherapy. He received therapy for issues related to authority figures, which is Leo. And it sounds like he may have suffered a bad psychological experience or trauma from somebody in the family. There were reported issues that he had issues with his father, so it does show that with the Leo, because when you have Pluto rules darkness, really deep issues that have to be taken care of. The good thing about Pluto is it can transform or change things. The bad things is it rules, you know, criminals and rules people who are dark or issues. And he has some really deep issues. And it's safe to say that looking at Pluto in the Leo, that he had issues with overall getting recognized. And with the Sun ruling his chart ruler, he has became king. So Sun and king go hand in hand as an authority figure. So, you know, the fourth house, which when I say fourth house astrology, I mean the fourth house on a wheel, which, you know, the fourth sign is Cancer. So things related to Cancer, you know, home and so on. It also can denote the last 20 years of someone's life or the beginning 20 years of someone's life. So with Prince Charles, or King Charles now, as they call him, King Charles, I guess he became king. And with Scorpio, and also with Pluto, which ruled by Pluto, he will inherit power from a parent. Because the truth is the fourth and the tenth house deal with parents, mother and father. So if you look on the chart, mother and father issues, you know, I have Aries, Libra. So the situation as it is, Scorpio, he inherit power because Pluto rules power. And definitely King Charles had an urge for power. And with Leo in the first house, I could say he really has a upper class flair. Perhaps he loves to live good in some way. He loves to be recognized. The center of attention, maybe in an obsessed way or something, or some issues where it being recognized. Well, now he can enjoy the recognition that he inherited with Scorpio in the fourth house, because he became king because he inherited the position from his mom. I was happy, I can say safely to say, because the fourth house usually deals with mother, upon mother's death, because Scorpio and Pluto deals with death. So the death of a parent, he became a ruler, king. The other indication that I can say is that the moon in the 10th house, which is Taurus, is his mother. So 10th house rule, career, public, you could be a boss. His mother was his boss. You could say she was queen and he was a prince. So he took her position upon death because, you know, moon deals with mom. So he took his mother's place, and that's his destiny. That's another indication of destiny. What's really interesting about Prince Charles, well, maybe not that interesting because a lot of people know about his relationships romantically, is the Venus. Venus deals with love. He has Venus and Neptune, which I'm not surprised when I looked at it, because based on what you see is that, you know, Neptune deals with things that are superficial or not real sometimes. So you can know that he married Princess Diana, and the issues related to that is that was not a marriage that was based on real love, because Neptune could be, I could safely say that's possible, or really he had really other relationships that were not based on real love or real. It was bigger than what it was. So Neptune can indicate that you can be in a relationship that is not real, or you could be in a relationship with someone who's truly a soulmate. They are there for you. They are truly a fantasy. If you see the fantasy Prince Charming or the fantasy marriage partner, then Neptune could bring that too. But it depends on the aspects to Neptune and where it is. So Neptune and Venus. So that's pretty interesting, because as we all know, it's shown that that relationship was not real. And it also shown that it was based on, with the fourth house opposition in the midheaven, it was based on more of a state situation or a public situation, career, than real love. I can say that if he over time will find his right love based on a real true love. Perhaps Camilla is, I would say safely, yes. He was in love with Camilla, but he did not marry her because parent, mom, dad, or authority figures wanted to marry. But so he had other superficial relationships that were self-destructive because Neptune, if I look at the chart, you know, Neptune is aspecting Venus. And Venus and Neptune are opposition to midheaven. So it did relate to his midheaven. But I'm safe to say that perhaps Camilla is the right person for him. Probably is a good relationship, so I could say that. But if you want to know more about Prince Charles, contact me at dubneeslove22@yahoo.com. I will say that I also saw the chart of Prince William. And Prince William, I could talk about that another time, you know, because I talked a lot about these people, you know, the celebrities. So Prince William has 0 degrees Cancer. He has Jupiter in Scorpio near the 10th house. With all these planets, it's shown that he will inherit his father's position too in years to come. But the monarchy may be different because Jupiter and Scorpio, he's going to inherit a lot of wealth. He got 0 degrees And Charles got 0 degrees Moon in Taurus, and his mom, the late Queen Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor, she has 0 degrees Taurus. So you put 0 degrees Taurus next to the Moon, they're karmically connected in this life, in their lifetime, and he's going to inherit that position through death, which is shown by Scorpio, which is ruled death, and you can see the sun. So that's all for me. And I have fun doing this chart. I do this once in a while. If you contact me about astrology, I can give you a reading for a little prize. My name is Dove Knight. Well, I am an artist. I have a lot of talents, and I love to do what I need to do. So I continue to do my thing and enjoy things. But I'm an artist, intellectual. And we hope that you and I make our dreams come true. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.